please don't lose your voice, because that would mean I'd have to carry the show.
Jimmy, maybe it's time for you to take over here, because I've lost my voice already. Remember that heartwarming story of a homeless man who gave his last dollars to a stranded motorist? How the public took compassion to another level. Well, you've also probably heard that it wasn't quite on the up and up. But wait, there's more. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. And they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list, because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, Jimmy, you know, this is a story that I remember when it first got around. The one thing that jumped out at me was that, you know, there's a woman who runs out of gas. She meets this homeless guy who gives her $20. Put on the brakes here.
Right.
Homeless guy has $20 to give away.
Right.
When was the last time you saw a homeless guy with $20 to give away?
Now, to me, the little red light should be going on, or a little red flag up, you know, to warn you, or a caution flag anyway, yellow flag in racing terms, right?
Yeah, yellow flag, slow down,
right.
Red flag, stop.
Something must be going on. As soon as I heard the $20, and it was a $20 bill.
It was a $20 bill, and it's not to say that a homeless person out there can't have a $20 bill, but usually they get the money and they use the money.
Yes, they do.
And they're not going to give away that money too easily. So that was a little like, this story, you know, it sounds a little too good to be true. So then we found out that, well, wait a minute here. So, of course, they do this. It goes crazy. It goes viral.
Right. They had a GoFundMe campaign.
It goes viral through social media, and they raise over $400,000.
Oops. That's a lot of money.
So every time money gets raised, we know that people
somebody's going to get their commission on that.
Yes, but people go a little crazy, right, when they get the money. It may have been a good cause. So this story then sounded as if they had good intentions. In fact, they did get the $20 from this homeless guy. They wanted to help him out because we heard about how they got him a trailer, but then maybe they used it to buy a car as well. And we thought, okay, it's good, well-intentioned people who got a little greedy.
Right.
That was kind of, we kind of grew to accept maybe that's what the story is.
Right. A little greedy turned into a lot of greedy,
exactly,
though, when the truth came out.
When now the truth is that everybody was in on this, including the homeless guy.
Right.
And so you have this New Jersey couple, Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure, and the homeless guy is Johnny Bobbitt Jr. Now they're all charged with second-degree conspiracy and theft by deception. They could face 5 to 10 years in prison if found guilty. And here's, according to the judge in this case, or the prosecutor, rather, in this case, here's what he said. Quote, "The entire campaign was predicated on a lie. They conspired to pass off a fake feel-good story that would compel donors to contribute to their cause. It worked in a very big way, but it was fictitious and illegal."
But if it was on social media, it must be true, Dan.
Isn't that something? I mean,
no. I mean, it's scary. We have a lot of gullible, stupid people in the world.
Yes, we do. But we also, it shows that we have a lot of kind people, a lot of giving people.
I think in general, humans are good people.
So that's good. That's good to know that people, there's still good out there in the world.
Correct.
But the problem is,
it takes the law to make these guys do it right.
Exactly. And the problem here is that we have talked often about the power of social media, mm-hmm, and how it can uncover a lot of wrongdoing. It can spread a lot of positive messages out there. But there's
it can impact an election.
There are also a lot of negative things that can come from social media.
A lot of negative things, actually.
This is actually one of them.
Perfect example.
There are a lot of people out there who were gullible, I guess. Maybe they didn't see the red flag. Or the story was just they wanted they wanted a good, a feel-good story. They wanted to be part of this. And so you have a couple thousand people who donate small amounts of money, and it turns out to be more than 400,000. It ends up, apparently they spent all the money, allegedly spent it in on cars and gambling. Money was spent around a number of casinos. So that's kind of where all the money went. Now, Jimmy, the question you're asking, how did they find out? Is that what you're asking me? I can tell with your eyes.
Yeah. Well, you have ESPN, right? So you can read my mind.
No, ESP.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Well, ESPN. We do have that on our cable.
All right. So that's an old line. I use it way too much. That being said,
yes.
Anytime you've got that kind of money coming in, the government wants to know exactly where it went.
So here's the thing, though. The guy complains about it. The homeless guy, he complains that
he didn't get his share. Come on. By the way, they never paid the $20 back. Right. That's what I want to know.
And the problem is, I don't think he thought down the road, oh, wait a minute. If I complain about this and they start an investigation, they might uncover that I'm in on this thing.
Yeah, oops.
And what they uncovered, they looked at 60,000 text messages sent by McClure and D'Amico, the couple.
Oh, did I learn this back in the days when I hung out with lawyers?
Uh-huh.
If you really don't
make a phone call.
No! Do not.
Well, in this
no
case,
electronic footprint.
But they could have made a phone call, but
a
what does it matter?
Call.
They
yes,
they
correct.
Talk to each other, right? They're a couple.
They communicate via text. That is a permanent record.
It's a permanent record.
It's out
and you,
there.
And you can read what they
That's
wrote.
That's exactly right.
Right. And what they uncovered, according to prosecutors, is that an hour after the campaign went live, McClure sent a text message to a friend admitting that the entire story was untrue.
Oops.
Yes. And here's a quote from one of them. Quote, okay, so wait, the gas part is completely made up, but the guy isn't? Read the text message that McClure sent. Quote, I had to make something up so people will feel bad.
Oh, that's guilt right there. It's probably not the right text.
Well,
to be sent.
It's innocent until proven guilty, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. And you know what? They're guilty of something, first of all.
Well, there's certainly
fraud is up.
That's up there.
Up the top,
but
right?
But this is serious business now.
And I think that their fine or their payment back to society, okay, should be related to homeless. They should have to raise money for homeless foundations.
Yeah.
Because there are foundations.
Who's going to give them money?
Well, that's my point. They have to do something for the homeless. It's the only thing that makes any sense at all.
Well,
now.
If they're convicted, they're going to have to wait a
little
while.
They're going to be homeless.
They're going to be homeless. Well,
they have jail as a home.
Well, actually, we're going to pay for their homelessness, which is in prison.
That's
so now we
point.
Have to pay to put them up between 5 to 10 if, in fact, they are convicted. But there's a lot of evidence here, and maybe there's some sort of plea deal that will help them out
I'm
in this case.
I'm going to guess there's definitely a plea deal, and I'm also going to guess that there's an attorney or two out there that's going to be making a sizable amount of money.
They don't have any money to give them because apparently all the money is gone.
And they'll go bankrupt, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
You know, they did turn themselves into authorities, they were released, but they're expected – this is kind of sad. They're expected to be back in court on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's a perfect day for
that. Yes, to face the music in the next episode and what happens there. Look, I think that it is – the cautionary tale here is, oops – just because it sounds true doesn't necessarily mean that it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. And even though you do believe in the good in all people, or at least I certainly do, and I have been burnt by that because
yes,
of my
do. You believe in people more than I do.
Yes, I do. Yes,
I tend to.
And I trust.
I don't believe people.
I know that.
Everybody's
you're skeptical,
a liar.
And yes. I want everybody to think, okay, I don't lie to people. Yeah. I expect people not to lie to me.
Yeah, I expect that everyone's lying, even people who are laying down.
Oh, I cannot lie.
Everyone
it's
just
is not lying. Worth it anymore.
It's everybody lies, including the pastor and the priest.
Okay, well,
you know, they all lie.
Yes,
yes.
You brought
doesn't
that
mean,
up.
It doesn't mean that you shouldn't believe people. You can.
You
can. And I think you should. You have to have faith
yes.
that people are telling the truth.
That's right.
But
reality. Strikes.
A lot of people are lying,
yes.
And especially when there's money involved. So beware out there with social media and all these wonderful tools that we have at our disposal.
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
Giver beware.
And with that, we close out. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. If you have any questions or comments, let us know at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.